Okay, so picture this. You're running a business, right?
Yeah.
And you finally land that big investment you've been chasing. Like, we're talking the real deal here, the one that makes you want to do a little victory dance.
Yeah.
But then, after the initial excitement dies down, you're hit with this wave of now what?
It's funny how that works, right? You spend so much time chasing the funding, and then it hits you.
Yeah.
The money's just the first step.
Yeah. It's like, congrats, you climbed the mountain.
Yeah.
Now you've got to figure out how to build a house on top.
And not just any house, right? You want something that's going to last, something that can weather any storm. That's where I think this whole concept of strategic support comes in.
Totally. And that's what we're diving into today with this Latin Flash piece, strategic support, charting a clear path for business growth. Love the title.
What I find really interesting about this particular source is that it comes from Latin Flash. I mean, these are people who walk the walk, you know, they've been there, done that, and they're sharing what they've learned.
Exactly. They're not just throwing out theoretical advice. And the source really dives right into this idea of businesses struggling even with funding, which I think is something we've all seen, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, how many times have we heard about these startups that raise millions only to, kind of fizzle out after a couple of years? So help us understand this. Why is it that so many businesses, even with those resources at their disposal, still struggle to make it?
Well, think about it like this. Imagine you're launching a new marketing campaign, right? You pour tons of money into ads, you're all over social media, the works, but you haven't really taken the time to understand who your target audience is.
You're just kind of shooting in the dark.
Exactly. You might get lucky with a few hits, but you're probably wasting a lot of resources and effort that could be used much more effectively. And I think that's what happens with a lot of these businesses. They have the money, but they lack that strategic direction, that clear understanding of how to use it to achieve sustainable growth.
It's like having all the ingredients for a gourmet meal, but no recipe.
Perfect analogy. And that's where having a well-defined definition of strategic support is so crucial. It's not just about hiring a consultant to give you some generic advice. It's about having a deep understanding of your business's current position, your goals, and creating a tailored roadmap to get you there. Think of it like having a GPS for your business journey.
I love that. So it's not just about having a business plan. It's about having a co-pilot who helps you navigate all the unexpected detours and roadblocks along the way.
Exactly.
So it's more than just having a plan. It's like this constant evolution, this constant adapting,
Yeah.
and making sure that every decision you're making is going to bring you closer to that long-term vision, right?
Right. And I think for a lot of businesses, especially when you're just starting out, it's easy to get stuck in this like survival mode
Oh, totally.
where you're just so focused on putting out fires and chasing these short-term wins that you kind of lose sight of the big
That's
picture.
like juggling. You know, you're
Yeah.
so busy keeping all the balls in the air that you forget to actually, like, move forward.
Exactly. And that's where, you know, having that long-term vision is so important. And this source talks about that, how without that strategic roadmap, you're not just at risk of getting lost, you're actually at risk of losing your competitive advantage.
Okay, competitive edge. We hear that phrase a lot. But what does it actually mean in this context? How does strategic support help a business actually thrive? You know, not just survive, but thrive in a market that's already like super crowded.
Yeah, and that's where I think Latin Flash's approach is really intriguing. They talk about these what they call tailored solutions, which is a far cry from those generic business strategies that you might see,
Yeah.
know.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me more about this. How are they different? What are they doing that's so unique?
From what I understand, they really get to know your business. Like they're not just looking at your financials or your marketing plan in isolation. They're trying to understand like your strengths, your weaknesses, the opportunities that are out there, and
We're talking SWOT analysis here.
yeah, exactly. They use tools like that SWOT analysis, market segmentation, things like that, to kind of get this 360-degree view of your business and where it stands in the market. And it's about identifying like those blind
The
spots.
things you might miss when you're in the thick of it, right?
Exactly. And this is the really cool part. They don't just hand you this report and say, okay, good luck. They actually work with you to come up with actionable strategies and help you implement those changes.
So it's like having a thought partner almost.
Yeah.
Someone to bounce ideas off of and make sure you're on the right track.
Yeah. It's like having an extra set of eyes, maybe even a whole team of experts who are like looking at your business from every angle.
Which I can only imagine is super valuable because you can get so, you know, stuck in your own head, so focused on the day-to-day that you might not see the forest for the trees.
Totally. And, you know, this brings us to, I think, the real heart of their approach, which is this idea of unlocking hidden potential.
Okay, I like that.
They fundamentally believe that every business has this untapped potential, these hidden opportunities that are just waiting to be unearthed.
Yeah, it's like, you know that saying, there's gold in them, there are hills. Mm-hmm. But you need the right tools and the right guide to find it. So how do they go about uncovering that potential? Like, what are some specific examples?
Okay, so let's say you're an online retailer, right? And you've been doing pretty well, but your growth has kind of plateaued. You've optimized your website. You're running targeted ads, but the needle's not really moving. Latin Flash might come in and look at your customer data and be like, okay, you're doing a great job serving these customers, but there's this whole other segment that you're completely missing.
It's like they're pointing out the opportunities that are hiding in plain sight.
Exactly. Or they might do a deep dive into industry trends and realize, hey, there's this new technology, this new platform that's emerging that aligns perfectly with your product. But because you're so focused on your existing operations, you might not even be aware of it.
You're so busy working in your business, you forget to work on your business.
Exactly. And that can be, you know, absolutely critical, especially in today's world where things are changing so rapidly, because what worked yesterday might not work tomorrow. So you have to be constantly adapting and innovating and finding those opportunities before your competitors do. And that's what I think is so powerful about this whole idea of making smarter decisions.
So it's not about making decisions based on your gut or like what worked in the past. It's about being really data-driven and strategic, right?
Exactly. And I think this ties back into the idea of sustainable growth, which is something that Latin Flash emphasizes a lot in this source.
Okay, and I'm glad you brought that up because that's another one of those terms, sustainable growth, that we hear a lot. But what does it actually mean? Like, how would you define it in the context of this deep dive?
It's not just about, you know, hitting those ambitious revenue goals year after year. It's about building something that's going to last, something that's resilient, something that can adapt to whatever gets thrown its way.
So it's not about just growth for growth's sake. It's about building a business that's going to be around for the long haul, right?
Exactly. And I think that's something that really sets Latin Flash apart. They're not just interested in helping you become like the next overnight success story. They want to build something that can weather the storms, you know?
What's the point of like skyrocketing to the top if you're just going to come crashing down, right?
Exactly. And you know, this ties into something else. They talk about this idea that sustainable growth, it's about more than just the bottom line.
Okay, I'm listening. Tell me more about that.
Well, they talk about this idea of values and making sure your business goals are aligned with like your core values. And it's about building a company culture that attracts and keeps good people.
It's about building a company that people are actually proud to work for.
Yes. And that customers are proud to support. It's about giving back to the community. It's about all of those things.
Yeah, it's about building something bigger than yourself, something with a real sense of purpose. I love that.
Yeah.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive here, I think the big takeaway is that, yeah, funding is important. It's like essential for growth, but it's just one piece of the puzzle. And it's that strategic support, that ongoing guidance that can really make the difference between, you know, just surviving and actually building something that's going to thrive.
Absolutely. And it's about seeing that support not as an expense, but as an investment in the long-term health of your business and I think ultimately it's legacy.
So well said. This has been an amazing conversation. So many insightful takeaways. And I think we've all gained a much deeper appreciation for just how crucial strategic support is in today's business world.
It really is. Because it's not just about staying afloat. It's about charting a course to success and making sure you have the right people in your corner to help you navigate the journey.
And on that note, I want to thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. It's been a pleasure picking your brain.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. We hope this conversation has given you a lot to think about. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.